The Burns and Gambo Show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, live from the Auction Community Studios, which located inside of Gambo's house yet again. For the Gambo, tried to figure it out the other day. 25 shows.
Yeah, we did. We started on a Tuesday, so
yeah,
we worked in the office on a Monday, and then we were here on a Tuesday. This is the 25th show.
Well, the one that
from inside the house,
the one that will stand out more than all the others will be our draft show from Thursday when we were doing the show from your house, and the Arizona Cardinals had the good fortune to select our next guest. He joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. He is Clemson linebacker and now Arizona Cardinal linebacker Isaiah Simmons. He joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show, number 48 in State 48. Isaiah, I like that very much. Good choice of uniform number for sure.
Thank you.
First, before we talk about getting drafted by the Cardinals, I mean, what a career at Clemson. I mean, I know he redshirted in 2016 when they won that national championship. He got to play in the national championship this year against LSU. How good of a decision was it for you, a Nebraska kid, to go play football at Clemson?
It couldn't have been better. I feel like anywhere else I would have went, I wouldn't have enjoyed myself as much as I did at Clemson. I took away so many things other than the things I learned in football from there, so I don't feel like there was a better place that I could have went.
Isaiah Simmons joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Take us back to draft night. Tell me about the setup that you had at your house and when you first got word it was going to be the Cardinals, and what your reaction was as kind of the night was unfolding, Isaiah.
Yeah, so I talked with my agent the day of, and we kind of were going through team needs and where I could possibly end up, and the Cardinals was one of them. So after Carolina passed, I was like, there's no way the Cardinals could pass on. There's just no way. So I kind of felt it coming, and when they were, I was more than happy. No matter where I went, I was going to be extremely happy, but more happy I went to Arizona. Nice, beautiful place to live, great weather, and great team, great culture there. So, I was very happy.
What did you think of Cliff's house?
God, I was like, God, look at that! I've seen very, very nice houses there, so I'm not shocked that's how it is. So.
What about playing for? What about playing for, you know, Vance Joseph is your defensive coordinator, but what about playing for a young coach that's kind of hip like that in Cliff? Do you think you'll enjoy that?
I do, because Coach Sweeney's 50 now, but he's really young at heart. So I enjoy playing for a young-minded coach. Coach Sweeney always tells us, we'll live modern but train old. So, you know, the young mentality is always great.
Isaiah, we had thought that the Giants could take you at 4. We knew Carolina was a possibility at 7. We were very, very hopeful that you would fall to 8 and that the Cardinals would grab you. But, you know, outside of Carolina, did you also hear that the Giants were interested at 4?
I did, but also I knew they needed somebody to protect Daniel Jones, their franchise quarterback. So I kind of was more expecting for them to pass. So when I got back, and then also the Carolina needed a D lineman, so I kind of figured out it happened.
So in your mind, the way the board started to unfold, especially when I would imagine when the Dolphins went with Tua at number 5, in your mind, if I'm you, I'm probably thinking, all right, I'm probably going to the Arizona Cardinals, maybe Carolina, but I'm probably going to the Arizona Cardinals at that point.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely thinking that.
Yeah. Tell me about, okay, everybody always talks about your versatility, and obviously you've talked a lot about your versatility. What is your favorite position to play when you're asked to play all these different positions, Isaiah?
I'm not sure if I do have a favorite, because I really enjoy getting on the substances as much as I enjoy getting a sack. So I can't, it's really hard for me to boil it down to one position.
But the versatility, because of your size and your speed, the Cardinals had a really, really hard time covering tight ends, especially this last year. Like, they were really bad at it. How much do you think you could help in that area? Are we going to see a guy that shuts down the NFL tight ends?
I I think I'll be able to contribute a lot just because most of the guys that can cover tight end, a lot of them are not in size. Like, they don't have the size to cover a tight end, but the guys that do have the size normally can't cover them. So I feel like I have a good mixture of both of those and will be able to really contribute and help cover the tight end.
What's the key? I mean, you're 6'4", almost 240 pounds, and you run a 4.340, which is crazy. I mean, but what is the key to being able to cover tight ends, do you think?
I think it's just patience and just understanding that a tight end is no longer a stiff guy. He's really just a really big receiver.
The other thing is, like, I don't want to overlook your ability to rush the passer. I mean, you could get in there, tackles for losses. I mean, you had 8 sacks. You've got that ability to go after the quarterback. How much is that an important part of your game?
I think it's really important because it kind of messes up the quarterback of not knowing what I'm going to do. So just having to account for me rushing the passer as long as well as playing man or whatever it could be.
Isaiah Simmons, newest member of the Arizona Cardinals. He's our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show as he joins us live on this Monday afternoon. Tyrann Mathieu is a player that obviously has a very successful history here in Arizona, very popular among many of the Cardinal fans here in Arizona. Tell me about how, maybe not the same type of player, but how you've patterned your style after Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, Arizona, they've obviously seen him play many years, but at the Chiefs as well, he bounces around from spot to spot. I know he had many, many snaps at, I believe, 3 different positions in particular, but he's also a guy who moves around a lot on the defense and is able to affect the game in many different ways.
Is there a position that you'd be less comfortable playing if the Cardinals asked you to do it, or are you game for literally anything they ask you to do?
Yeah, I'm really good with anything just because of how I was used at Clemson. I had to have a comfort level at every position I played in. So I was really going to be good with anywhere I ended up playing.
You played for a great defensive coordinator in Brent Venables. How much did he mean to your success and to where you are right now as the 8th pick overall in this draft?
He actually was a great factor just because he really molded me to think the right way when it came to football. Just coming in as a freshman at Clemson, I was a great athlete, but I wasn't really a great football player just because I didn't really understand the mental aspect as much as I was after he was finished teaching me. So after Coach Venables got me thinking the correct way, that's kind of all she wrote. The rest was history.
You know, everybody compares, right? I mean, we talked about Tyrann Mathieu. There's always the Brian Urlacher comparison, the former Bears linebacker who I've heard you compared to. Was there anybody else that you watched as a fan of football and said, hey, I want to pattern my game after this guy?
Yeah, Derwin James, he's a very versatile player as well. So I actually worked out with Derwin in California. He actually has a great skill set to the game where he can move around to different places as well.
Isaiah Simmons, a few more for him here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. When you come in here, how difficult is it going to be not being able to come here and doing all of this virtually? It's been talked about how challenging it's going to be for rookies in this kind of climate that we're in right now. Are you expecting there to be a certain level of challenges trying to learn what they're going to ask you to do virtually?
I think it'll definitely be a greater challenge than it would be if we were able to come in. But at the same time, I feel like the meetings, the coaches will also be able to write things and show us things to film, on whatever media outlet that the teams use to help you guys learn, like Zoom and other things like that. So I feel like it'll definitely be harder than it traditionally would be, but I think that I won't have much trouble being able to learn and pick up things.
Man, I'm looking at you had a bobblehead when you were at Clemson?
I do. Do I?
I'm looking at it right now. It's Isaiah Simmons bobblehead.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to get me one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will have to get yourself one of those. Well, Isaiah, we appreciate the time. A lot of folks back here very, very happy that you were the pick for the Cardinals at number 8, and we've been talking about it pretty much nonstop for the last 4 or 5 days. So congratulations on the selection. We look forward to meeting you in person whenever that day may come, and congratulations again on the draft selection. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.